This week on Ask a Teacher, we answer a request from a reader in Guinea. Here is the request. Dear VOA, I'm Adama from Enta in Guinea. I would like to know the difference between buy and pay. Thanks for your service. Hello, Adama. We are happy to be of service. I'm also glad that you asked about buy and pay. As a native English speaker, I had never thought about the difference. Because of your question, I learned something new. Here is what I learned. We can use buy or pay to talk about using money. But each word has a different focus. The verb buy means to get something by paying for it. The verb pay means to give money in exchange for goods or services. Listen to these examples and think about the difference between the two words.
I just bought a used motorbike. I paid $900 for the motorbike.
The musician bought a Mexican guitar. She paid for the guitar with her credit card.
Is he going to buy us lunch? Is he going to pay our bill?
Did you catch the difference? The verb buy puts the focus on the thing you are purchasing. The verb pay brings attention to the money that is being exchanged. Pay can also bring attention to the process. For example, the musician used a credit card to purchase the guitar. You may have also noticed that the preposition for can appear after the verb pay. We say pay for to talk about a thing or event we give money for and receive at the same time. But when we use pay without for, we are talking about the person or thing we are giving money to. You can pay a person, for example, or you can pay a bill for goods or services that you already received. And that's Ask a Teacher for this week. I'm Alice Bryant.